Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another night of Spooky Stuff Radio. I just want to say hello to the spooky crew that may be listening right now. So tonight's episode is going to go until about 10:25 p.m. I got in trouble last week because I kind of ran over our time, and there's a show that happens after mine. So I need to be a good co-host on this network. So yeah, we are going to conclude this episode at 10:25 tonight. So, which means we now have 24 minutes before we got to conclude. So I wanted to continue the conversation that was happening last week. So the conversation that was occurring last week was about fat phobia. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time this evening, there are a couple ways that you can interact with me tonight. One of them is you could call into the show at 347-202-0316. Now, here's the caveat, though. You got to let me know that it's you. So you can hop on a Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, send me a direct message or a private message to the Spooky Stuff, all one word. That's my handle. Just let me know your area code, or just let me know that it's you that's calling in. With a show like this, I can see phone numbers, but I don't see names. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. Because sometimes you get some interesting people who call into your show, and it's kind of like Leroy Jenkins calling in sometimes. So, but if you'd like to call in and share your experience with, you know, fat phobia in the paranormal field, then feel free to call in at 347-202-0316. Otherwise, it's just going to be me talking to the air. So I'm just going to go into a little bit of what brought me to this episode. If you tuned in last week, then you already know. So here's the story. So I, you know, as many of you know, I have a pretty decent following on TikTok. I think I'm at about 127,000 followers now. So, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, I'm no Kalani Ghost Hunter or Becky Galantine, you know, who are getting into like 700,000, you know, 1.9 million followers. I'm not cool like that. But, you know, having 127,000 followers, that does garner you a little bit of attention, especially from, you know, brands that may want to collaborate with you, but also other investigators who may want to collaborate with you. And, you know, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. It's one of those things where, you know, I was really excited when this really big, a really big collaborator or a really big influencer, and they truly are influencers. They reached out to me saying like, hey, you know, we were really interested in your work. So the background of what caught their attention was I made a video about the Elliott House at the Cabot on 360. And that's at about 2.5 million views now at the time that, you know, this radio show is airing. So, you know, it's something that's, you know, shake a stick at it. You know, it's a pretty good visibility. But in that video, you only hear my voice. You don't see me. You don't see my face. It's just my voice. So, you know, so I guess to be fair, the influencer that reached out to me, they didn't know what I looked like. I can tell they probably didn't really dive into my my background, or at least watch some of my content to kind of get an idea of who I am, who I was, you know, what I did, what kind of stuff I did. So it's a bit of a it's quite interesting. I'll just say that. Cause I had assumed, maybe wrongfully assumed, that this influencer would have, you know, reached, you know, at least taken a peek at, you know, my work and what I did, and at the very least know what I look like, you know what I mean? So anyway, yeah. So what was interesting about this whole thing was that, well, when they reached out to me, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I might be, you know, let's have a conversation. Let's explore this a little bit more. And they were like, great, well, send us a photo of you looking, you know, hot on location, and also let us know, like, your height and weight. And then immediately I was getting flashbacks to, like, you know, my time in the entertainment business and, you know, was, yeah, you know, because that was my life for a while. So, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, I have a media kit. I have a media kit I can send you with my headshot and, you know, here's some full body photos of me just so you can kind of see, you know, who I am and what I look like. And essentially I was told that I didn't quite fit the brand for this influencer, and essentially it was going to be a risk to have me collaborate with them, which, yeah, you know. So basically they said, hey, you know, if you get like another 500,000 followers or you lose 75 pounds, you know, then we'll talk. So, you know, I was a little bit quite taken aback. but, you know, it's also not my first time that I've been discriminated against because of my weight. I mean, hello. I mean, that's basically my life in theater right there. Theater and film and TV, you know, that whole world, you know, I used to be heavily involved in. And yet I'm debating going back into it, you know, because I miss doing shows. So, but I was more so shocked at the reaction that, you know, because I shared the conversation on my private Facebook page and on Twitter, and I should have known better. Twitter was going to take that and run. I should have known better. But also, I wasn't used to people being mad for me, because I can't tell you, as someone who's bigger, how many times, you know, I've shared my experiences with fat phobia, and I would always get like the reaction like, oh, they didn't mean it that way, or maybe you're just really defensive and it's not what you think, and, you know, just basically getting invalidated. You know, I'm very much used to that. It's a thing that, you know, happens often, especially when I share my story, my experiences with fat phobia and all that fun stuff. So it's definitely one of those things that I was just really surprised at the reactions. I honestly did not expect it. It's not something that I'm used to. Yeah. So anyway, we had someone call in last week to talk about, you know, their experiences with fat phobia. It was a very interesting conversation, and yeah. So this is something, you know, and over the past week, I've had people reach out to me to tell me their own stories, you know, which has also been a little depressing, because I'm like, well, crap, this is something that happens to a lot of people, and why do we put up with it? And it's, you know, it's kind of infuriating when that occurs. So, you know, I decided to really think about this and marinate on it, because ultimately I want to be part of the solution, not the problem. So I don't want to just, you know, complain about, you know, this phenomena all the time. You know, that's not going to be productive for anybody, really, you know, not at all. Not at all. It's not going to be productive, and it's not going to get us any closer to a solution. So I'm trying to think, like, exactly what can I do to be part of the solution? And really, I mean, I can yell and scream, and I can talk about everything until the cows come home. But ultimately, I am just one voice. What I would say to anybody that's listening right now tonight is speak up. If you feel safe to do so, then definitely speak up, because I think the more voices we can amplify, it, the better. Because I think, especially with the media and the entertainment industry and these large-scale influencers, they are going to cater to the mainstream audience. And, you know, for years, the entertainment industry has been telling us exactly what we want. You know, it's not us telling them what we want. It's them telling us what we want. And honestly, it's not right. It's not right. And I think the way that society is, I think the way that society is evolving now is I think we are starting to angle ourselves more towards, you know, the entertainment industry is going to start catering to us more. However, in the terms of paranormal media specifically, so I'm going to center on paranormal media. I've always felt like this, and I've said this a few times. I've always felt like the paranormal entertainment industry is about 5 or 6 years behind. Because when you look at mainstream television now, there is a presence of plus size bodies much more prevalent these days. You know, they are being seen as romantic leads, not just like the quirky neighbor next door who's best friends with the ingenue. Plus size people are starting to step into roles of their own and be leaders in the entertainment industry. It's definitely becoming a thing. You know, we have like Melissa McCarthy, Rebel Wilson, even Lizzo on the music side of it. And also the woman who stars in this show, Shrill. And I can't remember her name right now. But so we are seeing that shift happening in the entertainment industry. So it's quite possible that in about 5 or 6 years, we'll start seeing that more in paranormal entertainment. Because right now, our plus size representation, and I even hesitate to say this one, because I guess she is plus size in a sense, is Katrina Weidman. But it's interesting because I also think the fat phobia is a bit centered on women and non-binary assigned female birth folks. Because I say this because there is no shortage of plus size men in paranormal TV. I'm going to take that back. There is a shortage, but there is more representation of plus size men in paranormal television than there is of women. I hope that makes sense. So you wouldn't see the amount of plus size women on TV as you do with plus size men. I'll just put it that way. And it seems like plus size men are more acceptable. So yeah, that's a biggie. That's a biggie. So anyway, those are my thoughts about that. I think we will get there eventually. It's a slow burn. It's gonna take a hot minute. That's all I'll say. It's going to take a hot minute. And it's gonna take a few years unless we start speaking up now. I think it's possible we could accelerate this a bit. That would actually be quite amazing if we could accelerate this. And honestly, that's going to come from speaking out, telling the industry, hey, this is what we're interested in. This is what we want to see. This is the representation we want to see. You know, how are you going to help make that? How are you going to make that happen for us? So, yeah, I think, and also here's the other deal. When you see fat phobia, especially in the paranormal community, you need to say something. The more people that say, I don't know if y'all remember that tagline, if you see something, say something. It's mostly a TSA. It's more so a TSA type of thing. Slogan, if you see something, say something. But it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true because You know, you see something sketch, you need to call it out and say something. So, yeah. Yeah. I think the more voices we amplify throughout this whole journey, the better. And will be the change that we see in others, especially in media. So, and like I said, I can be the only voice, but I don't necessarily want to be the only voice. It's a bit exhausting bulldogging for everybody. Not that I feel like I'm bulldogging for everybody. Well, maybe I do because I brought it up. I think just having some help, you know, having some other voices speak up besides me, because sometimes I feel like it's just me that's kind of complaining all the time about the state of the field. Having some help would be amazing if possible. So I'm just going to put that out there. If you are feeling feisty like I am on occasion, I would love the help. That's all I'll say. I'd love to have the help if possible. So it's, yeah, it's important. It's very important. I want to speak out more, but like I said, if it's just me, it gets a little exhausting. I get tired. That's the long and short of it. I get tired, and yeah, I get tired. So yeah, it's one of those situations where I want to speak out more, but I need some help. And actually, the more people of privilege that speak out, and of privilege I mainly mean cishet white men, because people listen to you. People listen to you. For some reason they're not so keen in listening to people from marginalized groups. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy how that works. So yeah, it's, I don't know. What do y'all think? I mean, I know that building the confidence to speak up doesn't quite happen overnight. It's definitely a journey. It's definitely a journey to achieve that level of confidence to speak up, because, you know, you do get backlash a bit. You can say the most innocent thing and it's going to upset somebody, and then you're stuck with this, like, well, crap, you know, I feel like I just made a whole bunch of enemies. And it stinks, because sometimes I'm like, wait, y'all were offended by that? What? So, I mean, that happened to me recently on Twitter, actually. I had put out a thing about, actually, I was just asking about, a paranormal event, like, you know, is having paranormal investigations as part of the process really necessary, as part of a con? Like, is that something that people really want? And I had just put it, I just mentioned very passively, like, oh, I'm looking into starting a paranormal con of my own that's more inclusive to women in the LGBTQIA+ community. Yeah, apparently those were fighting words, because, man, my Twitter blew up, you know, from a lot of bigots. I'm just gonna say it. It was a lot of bigots that started speaking up, and I was like, really? This offended people? And unfortunately, that's kind of something I just have to get used to, and sometimes I'm still not used to it. Much to Mr. Spooky Stuff's delight, I bake when I'm I bake when I'm basically dealing with drama online. So I bake, and yeah, I made scones. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, good times. So yeah, it's definitely one of those things when, you know, you're dealing with that, when you're dealing with that stuff. And you, I mean, you may not mean to upset people, but it just ends up happening. And it stinks when that happens. It definitely stinks. So, yeah. Anyway, so I have about 5 minutes left. So, yeah, I mean, if basically that's all I have to say for right now. I mean, there was definitely a lot to talk about with the follow-up and, you know, what else can we do to help the cause. And I'm just going to stick to what I said. You know, if you see something, say something. Stick up for plus-size people and older people and members of marginalized groups, because we need to amplify the voices. We definitely need to amplify these voices and let the entertainment industry know that, hey, what's happening here is not acceptable, especially with the fat phobia. Or, you know, even tweet some of these networks, you know, because it'll get back to the producers and just say, hey, it'd be great if there were more plus size people on this show, you know, just being very, you know, just be very transparent. Be transparent. So be as transparent as you can get, because we need that. We definitely need that. We need that, and we need the support. Use that privilege, especially if you are male, older white male or cishet white men, you know, because they listen to you. And it's unfortunate that's how it is, you know. It's kind of interesting. Like, I'll watch people, even myself, will say the same thing over and over and over again, and no one listens. But then somebody who is, you know, a white male will say something, and then everyone's like, oh. And I'm like, are you for real? Really? 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 We're doing this? Okay. you know, it's like, eh. So definitely something to think about. So, yeah, I got about 3 minutes left, so I will go ahead and start wrapping up, I guess. So good times. I really enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate you all listening to the show. You know, every week it's a short little bite-size interaction with the community. I just have to say, I really appreciate you all listening every week and tuning in. And it means more to me than you'll ever know. It's nice to be able to check in with the community once a week, you know, and probably next week I'll get back to sharing more like paranormal news, you know, talk about some paranormal news, maybe some celebrity news and all that good stuff. So, yeah. Cool. Let's see. Where am I at right now? Time-wise? Okay. All right. I'm at about a minute and 47 seconds left, and I still have to play the outro. So if you would like to talk more about this topic, the conversation is not over yet. So what you can do is you can find me on Twitter and let me know what you think. We can continue the conversation on the Twitter. And, or you can find me on Facebook, or you can join my Facebook group, The Spooky Stuff with Alex Matsuo. You can listen, you can continue the conversation there, and we will, keep having dialogue, because that's the important part. Or you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at The Spooky Stuff, one word. And yeah, that's pretty much it, y'all. Conversation's not over just because the show's over. So, thank you all for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week with more celebrity paranormal news that's happening around the globe. And man, there's a lot happening. There's a lot to talk about. And I'll also give my thoughts on Ghost of Devil's Perch, which is Dave Schrader and Cindy Kaza's new show on Discovery Plus, and I want to say Travel Channel. So anyway, thank you all for listening. I'll see y'all next week, and stay spooky.
Thank you.
you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our Live Paranormal Radio show host and other like-minded people. Live Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.